Verse 7, 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and verse 7. Thank you, amen, musicians. And I want to say thank you, church, for honoring Sister C and I, for pastor's appreciation. Amen. And it's a joy, so much a joy, amen, to pastor God's people and feel the anointing and to feel the love for you. Amen. And I guess... Amen. One of the greatest privileges is whenever you feel the love of God and God chooses you to love people and to be the shepherd representing the Lord. Sometimes people will hurt you, people will disappoint you, but your love is bigger than the hurts and the disappointments. And we're thankful for the privilege. Amen. Thank you again for the honor, amen, that you've given us in the gifts and the cards and the little letters, Sunday school class. Amen. The little picture with the handprints, different ones. Thank you so much. And all the goodies. Amen. The Fritos and bean dip. My. Amen. I have to admit, they made it home, but. Amen. Something happened. My. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. The scripture says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love," and somebody finish it with me, "and a sound mind." Are you thankful tonight? Amen. God has given us power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. A spiritual equilibrium is what God has given us. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for the truth. We thank you for the blessings and all that you have for us today. We love you, and God, I thank you for the hope and the joy that you give in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Today we're so thankful for what God has given. He has not given us the spirit of fear. Spirit of fear is not of God. Amen. But he's given us, amen, power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Spiritual equilibrium. Equilibrium means balance and stability or steadfastness and the ability to remain centered despite the outside forces trying to tip you over. Are you thankful today that God gives you something on the inside, amen, to help you face what comes against you on the outside? Amen. I'm glad today that I have an anchor in Jesus Christ. I have an anchor in his word. I have an anchor in his spirit. I have an anchor today that helps me, that no emotional, mental, or circumstantial storm can overthrow your peace or your purpose. I just want to talk to us tonight from this, staying balanced in a tipping world. Staying balanced in a tipping world. We're living in a world that is all, I'm telling you, tipping over, upside down, messed up. But I'm thankful that God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. But God has given us, amen, the spirit of the power and of love and of a sound mind. God will keep your mind sound, stable. God will keep his love flowing and his power flowing to you as long as you keep God number one. Amen. It's crazy right now. The government's shut down. Amen. I want to just tell you, you try to travel right now by flights, amen, you're going to have problems. Amen. They're already telling us that, amen, if you try, and just so happened, Brother Carson's graduating from boot camp this week, and we've tried to arrange flights, and, amen, all day today, listen to different things. They said, if you're going to fly this week, it's going to be chaotic. You're going to have all, I'm telling you, our world needs Jesus Christ. People need some common sense, but they don't have a sound mind outside of Jesus Christ. Are you thankful that you got something sound? Amen. The Holy Ghost lets you think right. Amen. God lets you see right. And the Holy Ghost will let you hear things right. Amen. And there's a sort of balance that God has given us. Amen. It doesn't come from personality training. Amen. It don't come from where you just go and somebody tries to teach you this or an experience. It comes from God himself. Amen. And we destabilize us often. Amen. We get destabilized when fear comes and doubt comes or external pressures that come our way. But I'm glad for the sound stability that comes from the Spirit of God. Amen. Are you thankful today that God, amen, gives you exactly what you need in a world that's imbalanced with fear, anxiety, and even self-doubt? Amen. These things are not of God. They're intruders that wants to unsettle somebody's relationship and their faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And they didn't originate from God. But I'm thankful for the power component. Amen. The power, the spirit of power. Amen. And I want to talk tonight about what God gives here. The spirit of power is the first thing. Amen. That stability of position. Amen. As God gives you. When you know you have divine strength within you, you don't sway under weakness. Amen. You have a leg to stand on. You think about a stool. Amen. A stool has three legs, and it becomes a very strong stool. The first leg is that strengthening power of God. Amen. That will always keep you from tipping over. Are you thankful tonight for the strength of the Holy Ghost? Amen. There is a stability and a strengthening of position. Amen. When you come to God and you find you can't have this if you're not connected to God. It's only going to come through a walk in the Spirit and a communion in the Spirit. We'll get there in a minute. Amen. You won't sway under weakness. You won't topple over when you have the Holy God of heaven with you. And here, the spirit of power not only refers to a spiritual authority, courage, and confidence, but there is something operating inside of you that is not you. Amen. Something at work in you, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. When the world is imbalanced and the world can't, I'm telling you, amen, I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey, the Holy Ghost will take the chicken out of you. You can beat up the devil, make him black and blue, because the Holy Ghost will take the chicken out of you. Are you thankful that the Holy Ghost would give you strength in the time of fear? Amen. Position, yeah, there's power, but also the Holy Ghost, amen, not only positions you, but enables you, amen, to face what you need to face. Amen. Kind of like a tree root, amen, deep, holding underneath the ground, holding firm against the wind that comes your way. Power is that unseen strength that keeps that believer upright. Amen. When life leans against you and the fear pushes hard against you and things are coming against you, I'm glad that my help is from above tonight. Amen. There's a balance, and God keeps you from collapsing when pressure comes your way. The next thing that God gives is with that, amen, is the next component, amen, the spirit of God comes in and helps us. Amen. It's the love component, the spirit of love. I'm glad that God loves us, but he also helps you to love too. Amen. And it's that stability of motive that God gives, the spirit of love. Amen. You see, fear often distorts how we treat other people. We react instead of responding, and we withdraw instead of engaging. I'm glad tonight, instead of just looking at somebody when they're down, that I have the Spirit of the Lord in me that has compassion on somebody. Amen. Where the enemy wants to hand you the pen and said, write them off. Kick them while they're down. I'm glad tonight that I have a God that doesn't do that to us, but a God who reaches down and a God who don't write us off but writes us in. We have an advantage with the Spirit of God in our life because he loves us. I can love that person, amen, when they fall down. Amen. When they trip, when they fall, and they don't have stability in their life, I'm glad that the love of God can help me bring stability to somebody. And fear often will distort us, but love keeps the heart anchored in the right intentions, preventing spiritual imbalance through bitterness, anger, self-centeredness. You know, a self-centered person always gets upset at somebody else. But a self-centered person, a man who builds himself on himself, will fall. Amen. Don't ever build a Tower of Babel. You know what the Tower of Babel stood for? Babel. All pride and looking what I could do. The Tower of Babel, amen, was a tower. They said, we're going to do it. We're going to reach up and we're going to be like God. We don't need God in our life. Keep babbling and you're going to fall. But friend, I'm glad for the glory of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to tell somebody, I know where my help comes from. My help comes from God. I can't make it without God being the center of my life. Amen. That balance principle. Amen. Love will keep you from tipping into self-protection or aggression. Amen. It helps you center your actions right there in the purpose of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to love that person, even if they stink. Their attitude stinks. Amen. You thought about this kind of thing. No, I'm talking about attitude stink. Stinking people. Amen. Stinking thinking and stinking ways. The Holy Ghost will help love. Amen. Beyond that. Amen. The next component that God gives us, the third leg of the stool, is this. He said, the spirit of a sound mind. Somebody say sound mind. That stability of thought, that self-discipline, clear thinking, that spiritual sanity. How many need some spiritual sanity? You go through something, you need something not driven by panic or emotion. Amen. But you just give the battle to God. Amen. Everybody else was shaking when Goliath came out, was boasting. And man, Saul and his whole army, he were all messed up. They were tore up from the flow up, like they used to say. But you know, David came along and he said, what are you shaking about? Even the battle's not ours. The battle belongs to God. Amen. Tonight, I want to tell you, God still owns the battle. You got to give it to him. You got to give God your Goliath. Amen. Hear me. He said, Goliath, you come to me with sword and shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God. Amen. Are you thankful that you have a name that is above every name? Hey, God still works when you call on him. But a sound mind will filter the chaos and keep you level-headed. Amen. It keep your emotions from steering your faith. I've seen people where their emotions became tyrant, king, and their emotions wants to rule and steer their faith away from God to where their faith is in other things. But I'm thankful today that God always wins. Amen. God always gives what we need. And the result is a spiritual equilibrium, even a power that would keep you strong, a love that would keep your heart right, and a spiritual mind would keep your thoughts steady. Hallelujah. Together they create a balance, even that the believer can stay upright in a world that is tipping. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you thankful tonight that we are not untouched, even by the storm, so to speak, but one who refuses to be overturned by the storm. Amen. I may get touched by the storm, but I refuse to be overturned by the storms that come my way. The Holy Ghost inside of you, listen, inside of you is that gyroscope of grace. What is a gyroscope? I need somebody to give me a definition. That's a big word. Gyroscope, whatever you want to call it. What is that? Gyroscope. I know how to pronounce it, but some people don't. What's a gyroscope? What is it, Aaron? It is something that operates with the center of gravity, and it helps keep everything balanced. It's amazing. You could be upside down, and it's going to be flat. It's going to show the balance. Amen. And I'm thankful tonight that the Holy Ghost in you will give you that spiritual balance. It's that gyroscope inside of you. Amen. People today don't understand. In order to have that, you got to stay connected with God. You can't just come to God and tap in on a Sunday or a Tuesday. God has to be your God every day. Amen. How many's learning to walk with God every day? How many wants to learn to walk with God every day? God is wanting his people to get in touch with him. Amen. James, the first chapter, says this in verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable. Finish it, please. In all his way. Indecisive, inconsistent. Amen. It destroys your balance when you're double-minded. A double-minded man, a man that just don't know where to turn, where to go. Amen. Is unstable in all his ways. Tonight, I want to just tell you, keep your mind in Jesus. Amen. Even when it feels like I can't figure out what's going on. And the enemy offers so many compromises. People around you, I want to tell you, don't hear me. Amen. Don't rely on the crowd around you. The people in the grandstands could call the game, but they're not playing the game. You ever had somebody around you said, if it was me, I would do this. No, don't listen to that voice. Amen. I want to listen to the word of God, the voice of God, and the voice of good counsel. I've had people around me said, if it was me, I'd go slap their face. If it was me, I'd go flat their tires. Hey, if it was Jesus, he wouldn't do that kind of thing. If it was me, I'd get them back. No. Amen. If it was Jesus, amen, Jesus will let things just, amen, be done. Amen. He has a way of doing things the proper way. A double-minded man is unstable in all his. Don't listen to the voices around you. Listen to the voice that will never fail you. Sound wisdom and balance. We're going to Galatians, the fifth chapter. The Bible says, Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. What else? What is that? Say it again. Gentleness. Wow. Goodness. Faith. Meekness. And what's that last one? Temperance. Self-control. The essence of balance. Amen. Lord, help me to learn to zip my lips. Help me learn, God, to have self-control when I want to just get off my rocker. Amen. Help me, Lord Jesus, to keep everything right. Amen. God, he offers the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. He offers the things of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, still love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. But you can't have these qualities without the Spirit. You know, Proverbs 25:28 is another one. Proverbs 25:28. He that hath no rule over his brother's spirit, his wife's spirit, his daughter's spirit, his son's spirit, his neighbor's spirit. No. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like what? A city that is broken down without walls, vulnerable, defenseless. Lack of self-control will leave your life open to everything that comes your way. But hear me, young person, tonight in this place, amen, when you, amen, you have the ability to say no to some things, and you have the ability to say, I'm not doing that, I don't believe in that, and I'm not going to bow. God don't feel good about that. I don't feel good about that. Amen. You know what? Somebody the other day said, I'm afraid I'll offend them. You know what? We need to get first and say, hey, that offends me because it offends God. Somebody asked me one time, would you do this? And I looked at him, I said, no. It offends me. And they looked at me like I'm crazy. No, it does offend me. It offends me. And one time we had a guy that come, and he had a hat on in church. And I walked up to him and I said, sir, I said, we don't wear hats in church, because this is the sanctuary. And I said, it offends me. He looked at me and he said, I can't believe it. And I said, well, it offends me. And he took his hat off. And I've been to places where people had them on and it offended me, because I believe in that respect. I believe in that component. And there's a lot of people would say, well, before you ever explain that, you say, hey, would you take your hat off? And they get offended. And it's right there. You need to say, but you know, it offends me because I feel it offends God when we do that. That's the reason why, folks, in this hour, we got to be balanced. I want to please God. How about you? Amen. You know, they say life's all about balance. So I balanced my checkbook and I realized God still works miracles. Oh, you think, well, God still works miracles in imbalanced situations? Let me say this. If you only pray when you're in trouble, it's like using your brakes after you hit the wall. A little bit out of balance, isn't it? Amen. I want to tell you, you don't pray just when you get in trouble. You pray, amen, every day. God will help you. Somebody said, I'm clumsy. Another person said, I'm not clumsy. I'm just testing gravity's consistency. Boy, I've had that, haven't you? Have you fell down stairs? Amen. Let me just tell you today, amen, we got to maintain a balance. We have a balance issue in our hour. Too much Facebook and not enough his book. That's an imbalance. Somebody say amen. Amen. Tick tock, whatever it may be. Too much of it will make you imbalanced. And we say God's got everything under control, but we panic like he fell off the throne sometimes. I'm glad God didn't fall off the throne tonight. God's still on the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. He's still the one. Amen. And I want you to just understand with me. We live in a world that people are missing something in our life. And Brother Jeff Story said it today very well. He made mention, he said, you know, there's people crazy. They got to have their emotional pet today. You ever seen that? He said, they got to have that furry little friend with them everywhere they go. Something, amen, is missing, friend. I don't have to go pet an animal to get my, I don't have to get bring a dog with me, a rat with me. Amen. One lady come to church in Breckenridge when Brother Roach pastor brought a lamb with a diaper on it. It was her emotional support. You know the reason why people turn into animals for their emotional support? Because they're not living and walking with God. Amen. I don't get my emotional support from a dog or a cat or a rat, amen, or a bird or a beast. I get it from God Almighty, friend. I'm telling you, amen, when you walk with God, God will help you. He will be your strength.
There's nothing wrong with you having a pet. That's not what I'm talking about. But you know what I'm talking about.
There are people that are going way beyond. Amen. The other day we were talking, was just cutting up. I went to a hotel and it had a big sign that said, we're pet friendly. I said, thank the Lord y'all pet friendly. I said, I got my monkeys in the car and ready to bring them out. Amen. The lady said, huh? I said, I got eight of them, orangutans. And she looked at me and I started laughing. I said, no. Amen. But we're living an hour with people more concerned about their pets than their soul. Amen. There are people today that are more concerned about different things. Amen. Of life. And they will give their pet more than them. Amen. We were in Canada. There was a man that was begging, a homeless guy. And he had a brand new sleeping bag. He had brand new clothes. And I watched. And he had a big old dog with him. And he's sitting there next to a wall. And people would come by. And I watched a lady go buy him a plate of food and bring it to him. And he was in a carryout tray. And I watched, and he watched the lady ease on through the crowd. And he opened up and gave it to his dog. And somebody would say, well, your dog was hungry. Now, if you're going to have an animal, I mean, you'll take care of it. But, friend, you need to take care of yourself first. Amen. Hey. Amen. And friend, I want to say this. Jesus Christ died for you. Amen. He didn't die for the spotted owl. He didn't die for the monkey. Amen. He died for you and I. And he wants his church to be his church. Somebody say amen. Amen. And you'll have your comfort when you have God, number one in your life. I mean, it got quiet. I hope you don't have no emotional animals that you have to have. Amen. Praise God. Genesis, the third chapter, verse 8. We'll go on. I won't linger too long. The Bible says they heard the Lord's voice in the cool of the garden walking, and they went and hid themselves because they had sinned. You know, Jesus, amen, wants to walk with you. Jesus wants to fellowship with you. Our Creator right there, amen, the greatest thing, would every day he would fellowship and walk with humanity. But this day they ran and hid. Amen. I want to tell you, God designed us for fellowship and for stability. In the beginning, man had a perfect balance, soul, body, and spirit, all in line with God. He had a walk with God. God walked with Adam and daily, and this was a stable and a stability in the purest form. But sin broke that alignment, and Adam and Eve went and hid in a picture of imbalance, fear, and distance from God. And ever since, mankind has been trying to regain which was lost, that steady fellowship and spiritual equilibrium cannot come through drugs. We're finding in our nation right now, Drugs does not balance people. Amen. Going to the Burke Center won't help you out. Amen. I want to tell you what will help you out. The Holy Ghost still helps you out. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you thankful that Jesus still breaks the yoke of sin? Jesus still balances you out. Hey, let's be honest. We're living in a tipping world. Everything around us seems to be pulling off center. Amen. People, work stress, family pressure, social media noise, moral confusion and spiritual fatigue, but God still desires that his people will walk with him and talk with him. Amen. I've been making a practice. Amen. I've been coming to church and I started saying, you know what I'm going to do? Amen. Right before service, I'm going to turn some good music on. And I start worshiping the Lord. I'm telling you, the difference is starting to make. Amen. When you start worshiping God. Hey, come to church weary, but you don't have to leave here weary. Amen. Give God some glory. When you empty your soul out before God, God has a way of filling the emptiness in your life. Are you full of life? Are you full of problems? Are you full of confusion and stress? Somebody open up. Empty out and watch what God will do when you give it to him. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful tonight that God still fills our cup when we fellowship with him. He will anchor you with stability. You know what throws us off balance? When we overload ourselves sometimes. We try to carry more than what we're meant to. Many times distractions, worries, and responsibilities without renewal of your purpose in God. You know, a person trying to walk with too many grocery bags, eventually, you ever dropped anything? I know a lady the other day she come in the house shaking her head because in her route to inside the house, she dropped a gallon of milk. That's a precious commodity around my house. I mean, she dropped it. Amen. Because, friend, sometimes we try to carry too much in life. Amen. Friend, I'm not talking about dropping the beans or the milk tonight. I'm telling you about dropping the things of God. Don't leave God out. Don't neglect God. Amen. Don't try to overload yourself. Amen. I'm thankful tonight I have a God that I can run to and fall on and find his glory. Tonight you ought to lift your hands and just love him for who he is. God wants to lift you up. He wants to pick you up. He wants to love you and stabilize you tonight. Amen. You've been weary. Amen. In well-doing, tonight the Lord is here to help you. Amen. Somebody just say, God, I thank you for being the peace in the midst of the storm. I thank you for being the lift in the midst of weariness. Amen. Sometimes we neglect. We stop doing what keeps us grounded. We don't pray. We don't worship. We come to service and we come punch in. And we easily punch out without giving God that worship. I want to tell you, don't neglect what keeps you grounded. It takes a lot to keep me grounded. Man, I'm a big old fellow. I need the anchors. I need the roots. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. When the enemy comes in, he wants to knock out people that are strong in God. And if the enemy knows he could get you, how many more that he could get? Stay rooted and grounded. Don't neglect the things that really keeps you. Amen. You ought to talk to, well, Brother Crosswell, I really don't know how to pray. Amen. Have you ever just said, Jesus, I love you? And you tell it in a way that you mean it. If it was your grandbaby, you would say, woo, Henry, I love you. Amen. I'm telling you, I got more than a grandbaby. I got a grand God who's never failed me, never forsaken me. Amen. A grandkid will grow up and forget who you are. Amen, but I got a grand God who will never leave me or never forsake me. You ought to give the Lord a hand of praise tonight for his glory. Woo! Oh, come on, clap it to him. God, you never failed me. You never overlooked me. You never shortchanged me. Hallelujah. Neglect is one way we get off balance. What about influences, toxic relationships? Whether it's ungodly media or negative self-talk can tilt your spirit. Somebody that is you get in a relationship with or around all the time that is toxic. You know, stinking, thinking people, I mean, they have a way of causing you to stink after a while. You ever been around somebody that had stinking thinking all the time? And there's sometimes you can't avoid people that's got a stinking mind, stinking ways. But if you just keep going to them and rubbing up against them After a while, you can start stinking. You choose who you fellowship with. There's some people you have to work with, and you have to let your light shine. But you don't have to compromise. Watch who you're in relationship with, who's in your circle, who you always around and hanging around. Amen. Watch who you hang with. They could hang you. Toxic influences, ungodly media, negative self-talk. All these things could tilt your spirit. The next thing that messes us up is unconfessed sin. Adam and Eve ran. They ran. When the Lord was coming, they went and hid. It's crazy. Amen. I've had people that hadn't been to church in a while, and I go to Walmart, and I watch them. They see me, and next thing you know, boy, they tried to disappear. And one day I had a little bit of whatever in me. Amen. I thought, ha-ha, I know where you at. Amen. I know the layout of this Walmart pretty good. And I left my buggy, and I went the other way, and I ran into him. Hey, how you? You know, I want to tell you, we can't run from God. You can run from your pastor, but you can't run from God. Amen. Be that one that confesses your faults before God. Confess your sins. Admit to God, God, I need your help. I keep on stumbling over the same old log, the same old stumbling block. God, help me. Help me to quit falling over the same old thing. Help me, oh God, that every time I come this direction, I get hung up on the same thing. You start saying, God, help, and I'm sorry. And you confess, God, I need help with it. God will take your stumbling block and make it a stepping stone. Somebody say amen. Amen. I want to tell you something else that could cause you to get off balance. It's just a daily mileage of life, a daily wear and tear. You know, it's not the age of a tire that makes it bald. It's the constant mileage on it, the wear. And if you continue to go and go and go and you get so busy in life, after a while, your life could tip in the wrong, imbalanced way. That's where we need the Lord every day in the journey of life to run this race with patience and perseverance. And with knowledge that the Lord is with you. Are you thankful that God is with us today? Amen. Isn't it beautiful to know that God will never fail you? Amen. Oh, he will never leave you. Amen. When Adam and Eve, amen, they went their way. They went hid. The Lord knew where they was at. But he said, Adam, where are you? Hey, God knows everything. He knows where you're at. But he wants you to know where you're at. He wants to know where you're at. Amen. And I don't want to ever lose balance. Amen. Where I feel that God can't even restore me. I want to reach out to God. I want to just tell somebody, when you feel out of balance, amen, you're in a good place just to reach out to God. Why do we have to learn the hard way? Because we have a hard head. Don't be hard-headed. I need you to help me preach to somebody. Look at somebody and say, quit being hard-headed. Look at somebody else. Oh, Sister C's pointing her finger, y'all. Look at somebody else and look at somebody else. Just cross my please. And tell them, quit being hard-headed. Oh, I looking back to church, I thought my mom was going to point her finger at me now. Two Sister Crosswhites after me. Amen. Friend, life is easier when you just let God be God. Isn't it beautiful? Know what tips you over. Know what overloads you. Know what keeps you stable. Know what keeps you up. And stay from those things that will steal from you your joy. There's a lot of joy thieves, aren't they? There's a lot of things that will steal your joy. Sister Rebecca, stay away from the joy thieves. Stay away from the things that will knock the blocks out from underneath you. Stay away from things that discourage you. I want to be around people that love God. And for me, it's me opening up and empty myself out, and God helps me out. He fills my cup. Know what fills your cup. Know how do you get a blessing. There's different people. There's different things. There's people that they have different ways that they express their love. There's some people write letters, and it expresses their love. But you know what? My wife is a type.
Love letters don't do anything. I could go buy roses and it don't do anything. You know what she wants? She wants time well spent. She says, spend time with me. Let's build memories. Let's have time together. And I feel the Lord wants the same thing. God don't want your roses. God don't want your words. God wants you. Amen. Stand with tonight. Amen. Oh, friend, you could stay balanced in a tipping world. Amen. Tonight, all because he lives and he's in this place and he wants to be in your life. Lift your hands with us tonight. Lord, we love and we thank you for the truth. Thank you for the wonders of your righteousness. Thank you for the strength that you give and the hope that you give in the midst of life's turmoil. Thank you, God. Amen. For being that within us that keeps us upright. Thank you for the beauty of your righteousness. Help us, oh God, tonight to live for you, to be for you, and to give for you everything, Lord Jesus, that you desire. We give you praise. We give you honor in Jesus' name. And let's go to heaven, how? God bless you tonight.